And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Good to be back with you. It is Thursday, December 26, 2024. I'm so glad to have each and every one of you. Thank you in the chat for joining us in the chat. You're going to be a big part of today's show because the theme, the title, the intent of today's show, really, this kind of says it all. This is going to be kind of part one of a two-part series, okay? Hinge moments in time, but the title is A Sea Change in 2024. That's right, A Sea Change in 2024. I think we've experienced this sea change like no other time in recent American history, perhaps the Kennedy assassination. Again, in recent history, I think 2024 represents a major change in direction and the desperation of the globalists as we have them on the run. I believe to some extent we do. Before I get into the program and bring Randy Taylor on with me, folks, I want to direct you to proteinwithdoug.com. Proteinwithdoug.com. Once more, proteinwithdoug.com. Folks, most protein powders, they promise results, but secretly load you up with a lot of carbs and sugars and stuff. And they hold you back, right? A cutting edge 2023 study exposed how much of those extra carbs and sugars can drag your energy down and stall the burning of the fat, which is, why settle for a protein that works against you when you could have your body exactly what it needs to perform its best? Which is why I use my new secret weapon to get my body what it needs to build muscle and burn fat. I've been doing this now for a little over a month. It's really working. It's an amazing new product. And it's tastes great. The way I found out, this cuts carbs, curbs cravings, and manages my weight very well. Now, this low carb protein uses ice cream flavors to promote muscle building, weight management, and workout recovery. The latter for me, not so much, but the muscle building, I've noticed some muscle gain from this. So every scoop, by the way, uses clean premium protein sourced from pasture-raised cows. Now, you're not going to find this in most alternatives. All you have to do is mix this with your whatever, morning coffee, protein shake, smoothie. I prefer mine in a separate drink. It just tastes better that way. Do your body a favor, folks. Grab a free bag of grass-fed protein powder during their holiday promotion only at proteinwithdoug.com. And you're going to also receive free health and fitness coaching and a free shake recipe cookbook with your free bag of grass-fed protein powder. I'm telling you, this stuff is good. And it's working for me. It's proteinwithdoug.com. That's where to find it. And, you get free shipping with every order, 60-day money-back guarantee. And by the way, it also doubles as a perfect pre-bedtime snack to restore your body and support your metabolism while you sleep. It's really a good product. Again, proteinwithdoug.com. All right, with me is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmannpi.com, if you want to get in touch with him, and if you want to follow him on stalk him on the social networking platform X, randy_taylor_USA. With me again, Randy Taylor. We're going to be talking about a number of things that really caused a sea change in 2024, really from the hinge moments from the 1st of January, okay, through the current time. And we're not out of 2024 yet. So I really want to make this a kind of a look back. And then tomorrow we're going to expand that 4 or 5 years, in addition to this year. So tonight, this year, the first segment, we're going to just go over some current news, and then the remaining segments, we're going to hit the sea change that is 2024. And then tomorrow we're going to expand it for the last half decade, really since Biden was installed in office. So again, with me, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, if you want to talk to him. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How are you tonight, sir?
Very well. You know, I think we should probably check in on Eric the Tech. Let's do that. You want to? Eric the Tech, yeah, how are you on this day after Christmas Day, Boxing Day? What's that?
I'm not here.
Oh, did you take off today?
Yeah. It's AI Eric.
AI Eric.
AI oh. Eric. All right.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. All right.
Take me to your leader.
You know, AI is going to be a thing to be reckoned with here in the near future. And yeah. Joe Allen speaks about that, of course. Steve Hill was all over that, as well as many people. My goodness, at that one Branson conference, I don't know how many people in the chat, you can tell me how many people went to the Branson conference when the gentleman from Australia, my goodness, why can I remember his name? Hugo de Garis. Oh, my goodness. I spoke with him in the green room, and I filled up like a half a notebook of notes. I was just writing. I couldn't really understand at his level of thinking. But AI is a big deal. That's going to be a big problem. So, but that's that would be a whole program. But before we get into that, Randy Taylor, I've heard some people. Actually, I was on the phone with somebody, and this past weekend, pre-Christmas, and they wished me. They said, "Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate." I'm thinking, well, "Yeah, I know. Okay, thanks for being the way you are." Kwanzaa. Okay. This has gotten my goat. I'm going to get this off my chest and we'll move on, but this has got my goat for a long time. And this is page one in the Hagman PI show notes. But by the way, if you want the show notes, they're free. You can read everything that we're talking about and stuff even that we don't even talk about, but go to page one in the Hagman PI at HagmanPI.com in the show notes. Kamala. I grew up celebrating Kwanzaa. Okay. Well, you know, folks, what is Kwanzaa? Well, really simply put, as End Wokeness, the account End Wokeness writes, Kwanzaa was invented in 1966 by a Marxist professor named Mulana Karinga to undermine Christmas. And that happened 2 years after Harris was born. She was born in 64. 5 years later, the creator of Kwanzaa was jailed for kidnapping, torturing innocent women in California. Now, I know I did part of a show on this back in, my goodness, it must have been 10 years ago. But he also founded the United Slaves Organization, which is a black violent nationalist organization with ties to, yeah, you guessed it, the FBI. So with that in mind, Eric the Tech, can you play that? I don't know if you can play that 1 minute clip of McKneepad's comrade, McKneepad's Harris. Can you play that by chance?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks, AI Eric. All right.
You know, my sister and I, we grew up celebrating Kwanzaa. Every year, our family would, and our extended family, we would gather around across multiple generations, and we'd tell stories. The kids would sit on the carpet, and the elders would sit in chairs, and we would light the candles, and of course, afterwards, have a beautiful meal. And of course, there was always the discussion of the seven principles. And my favorite, I have to tell you, was always the one about self-determination, Kuji Chagaliya. And, you know, essentially it's about, you know, it's about be and do. Be the person you want to be and do the things you want to do and do the things that need to be done. It's about not letting anyone write our future for us, but instead going out and writing it for ourselves. And that principle motivates me today as we seek to confront the challenges facing our country and to build a brighter future for all Americans. So to everyone who is celebrating, Happy Kwanzaa from our family to yours.
Yeah, okay. And if you really want to know the details of Karenga, who was convicted in 1971, his weapons of torture included a soldering iron, a vise, and of course, hey, what would torture be without a toaster? I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And there you have it, Randy Taylor.
I have never hit a woman in my life, but I think I could make an exception. I cannot stand that broad.
I just shot myself in the face.
Well, that's in the spirit of Kwanzaa.
Say what?
Oh my gosh!
Sad.
Yeah. No,
very. Yeah. Very.
And in that thread,
and what was it? Be and do. So I made sure that she would be available for Willie and do Willie every chance she got.
And did Willie, along with
that person right there. That person right there is the one person I can say definitely in the United States that I would not ever want to use as a role model for children.
You know,
and there's a long list of them, but that one is at the top. She's done nothing but
screw
people. She has done nothing but screw people over to get where she's at. There are so
literally
many innocent,
I must say,
but there's so many innocent people sitting in jail. And do you remember the video we played of her where she would send cops out after the parents of truant children without looking into why kids weren't in school?
Yeah.
You know, be it that they were handicapped. Well, she would send the cops out to be bad cops. You know, and we're talking about detectives, that she would send them out to rouse the parents of children that were truant from school. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking,
yeah,
what a waste of taxpayer dollars and what a power trip. You know?
What a punishment it is to conform to a bad system. Okay.
I'll give you an example. All right. My kid's in it's an elevated learning program. Okay. It's a international baccalaureate program. She's the kid's genius. Okay. And I'll tell you right now, there's days that if she doesn't want to go to school, I don't make her go to school. She doesn't need to. All right. And she is a very good judge of when she needs to go to school and when she doesn't. All right. This is a smart kid that gets straight A's. If she says, hey, Dad, I need a day off because I've got three projects. Well, this kid does more work than a college kid. And I mean, she's in high school and she's taking math that a lot of people in college would never even see. You know, she was doing trigonometry last year. You know, the math that she does is off this planet. She's right. She's light years ahead of most people. So there would be days that she'll be truant, of course. And what would Kamala Harris do? Send cops to my house?
I hope somebody alerts me to that before that happens. I want a front row seat to that.
Unbelievable. This woman, we can't get her out of Washington fast enough. Her and that jackass she works with. This has been really a mockery of the office of president and vice president for the last 4 years. It's been a mockery.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think where we're at right now, and again, I'm going to rely, RT, a lot with the chat or on the chat. I want to know, again, keeping in mind that Randy Taylor is going to be with me tomorrow night for the full show. And by the way, those who tuned in to see Steve tonight, he's taking the night off. Please stick with us because I think we have a lot to offer here. But, for those in the chat, okay, this year alone, from January 1 to the present, you know, I'm looking for hinge moments that you feel are important. Again, keep that in mind, because at the bottom of the hour, we'll start that and finish that through the remainder. But now we're just kind of going through some miscellaneous, some news items right now. And you know, people, I can't believe the number of people that take off this time period between Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, when the overseers are away, the bad people will play. And I think that's what's happening now. But, well, okay. So video one here is this. I was talking with Rob Pugh, the editor of Wisconsin Christian News. By the way, he's going to have another conference this spring, and I would urge everyone to watch Wisconsin Christian News if you haven't signed up for a subscription. My goodness, get the hard copy as well as a digital copy, or just a digital if you prefer. But the other half of that is to as much as possible, give, donate to support him to keep his organization running, because the guy's just running. I mean, he's hanging on by a thread, and we need that publication in circulation. So Wisconsin Christian News. But anyway, I was talking with him about Biden, and I asked him, I said, what's mostly on your mind in this time of year, this period in history at this time of year, with respect to Biden? He said his pardons. Because, you know, January 20th, I mean, he's going to be pardoning a whole lot of people. Here's my question, and this goes to video one in the show notes. It's a minute, it's under 2 minutes, but I saw this today, and I thought, okay, Randy Taylor and I need to talk about this. There are really two videos that relate to one another, video one and video three. In the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Video one is Biden's pardons. He already pardoned Hunter for a 10-year span of time, and 99% of the time, murder and some other, I think murder is the only one that would still be relevant 10 years prior. I don't know, RT, if you have any idea on that, but.
No, I believe now, anything I've done is out of statute of limitations by now, sir.
That's true. I think we've cleared you.
I don't understand this pardon that is all-encompassing. It used to be you get a pardon, you were in jail, or you were being, but you face a charge.
Yes.
But this is like a catch-all. This is, just in case. And that to me just screams of guilty. Well,
yeah.
In case.
I mean, Peter Schweitzer, Cash Patel, so many authors have written about, Dan Bongino, others. And I've read, I think I'm just finishing up one of Peter's older books, but all about Hunter Biden, the laptop. I've got the copy of the laptop. RT has got a copy of it, a full copy and authenticated copy. And that, of course, was the laptop that 51 intelligence agents in the U.S. said, no, it's Russian disinformation, liars, all of them. The media covered this up. Miranda Devine first had this out in the New York Post in October of 2020. No one had this come out fully. I don't think Biden would have made it. However, in a sense, and looking back in chat, you can agree or disagree, I'm kind of glad that we saw what the left is for what they are. Okay. We saw the last 4 years of their intent. I think that's important now that we have. Plus, I gave Trump some time to take the hits, process them, and now I'm going to start to hit back. But let's go to video one. RT, and you tell me after this what you think of this. Ultimate gift, Biden's pardons. Is his family next? Is his family next? Here it is. Cut one.
And with a pardon, there's no way to bring those charges again. Those are dead charges. So this really is the ultimate gift that Joe Biden has given to so many people, the inability of them to be held fully accountable for the crimes that they committed. Where at the same time, look where his Justice Department has been for the last 4 years, holding or trying to hold people accountable when they shouldn't be. This is lawfare in its essence. It's the selection of who to prosecute, who not to prosecute, who to keep in jail, who to release him death row. And this is exemplified by what Joe Biden has done for 4 years now.
All right, so let's look down just a little bit farther down the field, all right? Preemptive pardons. This is a real question for me and a lot of other people, because there are discussions being held that Joe Biden might preemptively pardon Jim Biden, Jill Biden, Ashley Biden, maybe Anthony Fauci, maybe Liz Cheney, maybe some other folks. If you've not actually been charged with a crime, is that really covered by these blanket, all-encompassing pardons? You know, it starts today, it runs for the rest of your life type thing. Is that legal?
More likely than not, yes. We have seen. So a pardon is either addressing a specific person convicted of a crime, or it comes out as a proclamation addressing a class of people or a group of people. That means that in that class can be people who have not yet been charged. So the validity of one of these preemptive pardons, it probably is there. But that's more of a political problem, because why are you pardoning people who haven't been charged with a crime and now can never be charged with a crime? What's the motivation there? What does it say publicly about the guilt of these people? Not a guilt that's been proven in a court of law, but why do you need a pardon if you haven't done something wrong?
And I think, Randy Taylor, I think that's what you were asking.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
That's exactly what I was asking. You know, these people that have committed these crimes, just because they get a pardon doesn't mean they're going to be safe from justice. That's all I'm going to say.
I was what? Forgive
especially
me.
That little prick Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. I was reading something today about a couple children that apparently he had done experiments on.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You have no idea. Yeah, I mean, not you, but people have no idea what he's done to kids,
man.
What he's done to AIDS, to create the AIDS. I don't want to say epidemic, but to create AIDS.
Just the way they spoke of, you know, how the kids were killed with his experiments, yeah. And then their bodies just pitched.
Which, you know, I have.
Like garbage.
Okay, I do have, that's video 6, which is unnumbered, Eric the Tech, I'm sorry. RFK bombshell, Fauci disposed of corpses of children of illegal big pharma experiments.
Okay,
and the person behind the person behind that is Celia Farber. Okay, the person, I met Celia Farber in Washington, D.C. in 2017, and she is the daughter of a radio mogul out of New York, who had a radio show forever. Okay, he was well respected. And Celia had done the investigation into Fauci back in the early part of the century, and I think going back even into the 90s, maybe 80s. I'm uncertain of that. And I met her and I spoke with her. I have a picture with her. She asked me not to share, not to post because of death threats. And I get it, because they don't want this information out. But I think she does appear in video 6, or at least her picture does, as RFK goes through that. But hold that thought. We're on Biden's pardons, and you're exactly right, because Fauci needs to go, Gates needs to go. Needs to be held to account. Burks, you got Peter Daszak, you've got a number of others, Ralph Baric. And pardon me if some of these are non-citizens, but they need to be charged with crimes against humanity. But again, getting back to Biden, the last 4 years were the most corrupt in American history. The last year has shown this with the pardons and the companion of the video that you just saw is video 3, Biden's family ties with China. By the way, folks, Cephas, when it's referenced in this video, it's Cepheus, C-F-I-U-S, not Cephas, but Cepheus in this video. That's what it really is. But aside from that, the clip is accurate. Here's cut 3, and then after that, you and I can talk. Here it is.
All right, let me ask you, because the story you wrote with Jennifer Van Laar, a friend of mine, is fascinating to say the least. Why don't you run me quickly through that and what these photos say to you?
So in that period of time, we know that they arranged for the purchase of a type of stealth technology that was made by Heniges, an automotive manufacturer out of Michigan. As a result of this anti-vibration technology, which was used in the Joint Strike Fighter program, it was required to go through CFIUS, that's the Council on Foreign Investment in the United States, and at that point would have had to have passed through approval through the executive offices of the Obama administration. This was arranged through Hunter Biden's company, that he had ties with the Chinese government at that time. And this is, of course, after the Chinese government hacked our Joint Strike Fighter program in 2009. So here we are, knowing that they hacked our program, knowing that we're selling them technologies that went directly into the F-35. And there was no questions about the security of the United States in the process.
All right. So you literally have stealth, as you meant, stealth technology being used in our own fighter jets. That's going through, I don't care what government agency, whether it's in the White House or the Pentagon or the Education Office. Who in their right mind would think that any Chinese company should have this technology? And then you look at it, and it's Hunter Biden's company arranging the deal. And now we have photos around the same time of Joe Biden with the very guy, this Jonathan Lee, am I right, who was involved in this deal. They're all together here. Do I got that right, Scott?
Correct. And it's even worse than that. I mean, this company's the company that Hunter Biden used to kind of work through this transaction was Rosemont Seneca Thornton. That was three parties that were involved. That was Chris Hines. That is the stepson of John Kerry, then Secretary of State at the time. Hunter Biden. That is the son of the then vice president and the nephew of Whitey Bulger. So this is a pretty, the tentacles of this go pretty far.
So what it says to me is there was more a concern about money than there was about the national security of the United States of America. And all of these characters you mentioned, no coincidence, all Democrats at the highest levels of government, working to get Chinese military contractors, companies, technology that could in the end be used against us, Scott.
Correct. We know that this technology or this company, Heniges, this technology was sold to AVIC, which is essentially the Chinese-owned equivalent of like Lockheed or Boeing in China. And this was at the time we raised the concerns about this prior to the election in 2020, and we were laughed off as conspiracy theorists. But as vindication happens to happen and time again, it keeps going down the rabbit hole. On that 2013 trip that Hunter made to China, guess who else happened to be in Beijing at the same time and likely met the Bidens because 4 months later something happened? The then prime minister of Ukraine happened to be on the same trip there. And 4 months later, Hunter ended up on the board of Burisma.
You can't make that up. And by the way, Mr. Anderson lives in the chat. You're exactly right. The Clintons and Gore sold our tech to the communist Chinese for billions. They made a crap ton of money along with Uranium One. Don't forget about that with Hillary Clinton. Of course, everyone will deny that and say it's a conspiracy theory. It's not. And then you've got a lot of other things taking place in the background. The selling out of China by rhinos and Dems alike, or rhinos and communists alike. But RT, I mean, so you've got this Hunter Biden part, and now is his entire family next. And then you hear video three, Biden's family's ties with China, all of them, maybe minus one grandchild. They're all connected to Chinese prophets or the prophets from the Chinese.
They don't give a damn about the United States.
Yeah.
They haven't given a damn about it. I can't think of I always thought, Obama was a traitor. Man, right. This guy makes Obama look like a rookie. It's unbelievable what the Biden family's done.
Well,
and Yeah, I don't know who's going to pardon the old man, but they need to go after him for crimes committed before he was president.
You know, that's very true. And I have to say that I believe, I have a tendency to believe that there will be a, I don't want to believe this, but I do. I think Joe Biden is either going to die or be pardoned. Hey, it's very possible Carter could outlive Biden, you know, at this point. Speaking of which, the other thing that's really come out in 2024, obviously, which was a hinge moment, was that debate. What was it, June 27th, the debate, presidential debate. In fact, let's play cut four and then go to cut five and move on quickly. But this, I think, was a hinge moment in 2024, one of the hinge moments in 2024 that really reflected a necessary change by the left, and that resulted in what we're seeing now, this sea change into, I think, something a little bit better. I'm cautious, and I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm very cautious because, you know, we've it's kind of like Lucy with the football. Okay, we've been in this position before, but let's go to the iconic moment in the presidential debate on June 27th, 2024 on CNN. This is that moment when everyone realized, hey, that the emperor has no clothes. This is cut four.
Hold on.
AI Eric the Tech is, I want the real Eric the Tech back. Here we go. He's queuing stuff up
now,
right now.
You're in a situation where there are 40% fewer people coming across the border illegally. That's better than when he left office. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
More sidewalks?
Mic drop moment, I think, for President Trump.
Yeah.
At that moment in time, I think the entire...
What was he talking about, like putting a sidewalk through Eagle Pass there so that they wouldn't get their feet dirty? Or what was he talking about?
Well, I'm with President Trump. I'm not sure he knows what the hell he was talking about.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an embarrassment. I'm surprised somebody didn't attack us physically during those 4 years.
There's always
unless they felt 5 days for left. Us. I don't know. Oh my God. No wonder Putin hasn't launched anything at us. He's busy laughing.
I'm having a real hard time. I think one of the biggest crimes in modern history is everyone around Joe Biden that look. Everyone around him had knowledge of his mental decline from day one. In fact, pre-installation, right, into the White House. Mm-hmm. They knew this guy was he was fried mentally.
Yep.
Okay. So everyone who is responsible for that cover-up should be criminally charged, in my view. And I don't care if it's a member of the media, if it's that lesbianic, curly-haired, whatever she is, Jamaican, I don't know, as a press secretary.
Sad. That one, yeah.
Yeah.
She just bold-faced lies through her teeth. And it gets to the point that there was a point when I could say, well, maybe she didn't know it was a lie, you know, earlier in the presidency. And yeah, she got caught off guard. But there's where they're in this last year, especially. She's just rattling off the lies as are handed to her. And she knows her lies. She knows
and
her
how
lies.
And folks, you know, let me ask you how
she'll get a pardon.
Yeah. Hey,
there'll be a pardon in the pardon package for her. Every one of these pardons needs to be challenged because I don't think he's mentally capable of issuing a pardon. I don't think his cognitive ability. And I would fight that in court. I would absolutely. And with every instance of his stupidity, just in that debate, you're talking about the most important moment of his life in 2024 was that debate.
Right, and don't forget he rested for 2 weeks.
Well,
I was having a bad day. I had a cold. You know, one bad debate does not make a presidential candidacy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad that came out. Moving through this quickly, this is video 5. This is discussing what you and I are discussing and what, you know, the people listening are considering. And that's Biden's mental decline. And again, we have to realize that there are liars among us that must be held to account for really putting this nation in danger, you and I, in danger, your children, and everything we hold dear. Okay, because it's not Biden running anything. It's Obama as the point person, but who's running Obama? And there are people behind Obama. I'm telling you, and Obama is not who you think he is, but I digress. We'll go to cut 5. And then this is just under 2 minutes. Cut 5 in HagmanPI.com. This is just under 2 minutes. And watch this, and then we'll wrap this part up here. Here it is.
I had a front row seat to a lot of this, and at various times was basically told not to believe what I was seeing or hearing. The president misspoke. The president has a cold. But now the dam appears to be breaking. This Wall Street Journal item interviewed 50 people familiar with Biden's operation. And it raises a lot of questions about who was making key decisions. Yeah. You mentioned the Afghanistan withdrawal. If the president was as diminished as this story makes it sound, that would be a huge problem, and it could explain why certain decisions were made that turned out to be catastrophic and why no apologies were ever made. To your point, Brian, when the cabinet met all 9 times, which is the least in the last several decades that a president has had their whole cabinet together in an entire term, there was a different item a few months ago where cabinet secretaries were being asked to submit their questions for the president behind closed doors in advance. And they were being told to keep it quick because the way that it worked was they would ask a question that was pre-screened and then the president would have a card with the answer, even in a closed setting. And I hear a lot of the complaints about, and there was a bite in the open, why wasn't there more coverage of the president's age and acuity earlier? Well, a lot of the stories that you hear...
You kept asking.
I kept asking the whole time. And a lot of the stories that we would hear, that we would try to report out, are secondhand. But it's a lot of stuff like, you would hear from somebody on the staff or somebody that works at the White House, it looked like the president was falling asleep somewhere. Okay, hard to confirm that. But we have tape of him falling asleep at events
Peter.
As recently as his most recent foreign trip.
Nothing to laugh at. And that goes to what you were saying, too, about, you know, why, hey, attack America now. You have no leadership, you know?
Absolutely. I like that kid, Peter Ducey.
Yeah.
I always liked his dad.
Yeah.
My dad, I always liked Steve Ducey. And when his son, I remember when Peter Ducey started, and I thought, you know what, that's got to be a proud papa.
Oh, amen to that.
And to watch him come up through the ranks, because the kid doesn't take any crap from anybody at the White House, and I admire that about him. I just want to say that.
He gives a lot. He gives a lot. I mean, not crap, but hard, pointed questions.
Yeah, exactly. And they're questions that are on people's minds. We want to know. We can't ask them, you know? And Peter Ducey does, so good points for him. I like the kid.
Exactly. And to wrap up the segment before we get into the real hinge moments of 2024, I was going through every headline. I'm telling you today, I spent hours going through headlines, daily, daily headlines and just trying to follow things. And but it was today that I realized what a fire hose of information we've been getting. But to your point about Fauci, if folks, if you have not read, and I hold no stock, no interest, no anything into this book, The Real Anthony Fauci, by our, or by the Children's Health Defense Fund, or Children's Health Defense, by RFK Jr., The Real Anthony Fauci, you've got to get your hands on it. I'm telling you right now, it is perhaps one of the most revealing exposés. It goes back into the beginning of his career to COVID. And there's not one wasted word in the book, because it's just it really blew my mind when I read this. And I've got pages upon pages of notes. I don't have them with me. But again, what this man has done to children, to animals, to people, to humanity, it's indescribable. Let's play The Unnumbered, which will be video six.
Doug, I'll say it. I could shoot him right between the eyes and sleep like a baby.
I as well. And
that little bastard, he's going to burn in hell for what he's done, but he's not getting there fast enough.
I totally agree with you on that. You know that the U.S. Marshals, the Biden regime, quietly removed, I'm just saying, his protective detail for a year and a half. They spent $15 million for his security.
What's he got now?
Private security. So no more U.S. Marshals at taxpayers' expense. $15 million it cost us to protect this war criminal.
What are you doing this criminal?
I'll pick you up. And
the FBI.
You know
the
that,
wrath
right?
of two old men.
Exactly.
Hey, come and talk
Get
to
off
me.
My lawn.
Come and
Get
talk off my to lawn. Me. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't care either. You know, look, we're talking about
the criminality in this administration for the last, Lord knows, not just 4 years, but before that, and protected by this administration. So don't come and talk to me about criminal anything.
Exactly.
Say, you threaten somebody. You know what? Be happy if I just threatened them, okay? Because I usually make promises.
Yeah, I know you're
I'm so tired of this. This has been a criminal endeavor, a criminal enterprise for the last 4 years out of our White House. Our White House. It's your White House and my White House, Doug, and our listeners, the people in chat.
That's right.
This is our stuff. These are our offices. These are people that are supposed to be working for us.
Yeah.
And they've gone off and done whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. And it's so far out of hand. We couldn't make this up. You and I couldn't get together and write a movie like this.
No one would believe it.
You know, it's just, and that people would actually cover for them.
Precisely. Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. The FBI chasing down J6ers. You want something to do? Just go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll be booking people all day long.
Oh, as they come out, you know, of the West Wing entrance. Did you happen to see that picture? Kind of going off script a little bit, but not that we have a script. But did you happen to see the picture of the interns? They took a group picture. I think it was last week. Oh man, I should have saved that picture. I mean, guys in dresses.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's an embarrassment. Look at his staff. Look at the admiral, the one out of Pennsylvania, that clown.
Hey, Dick Levine, Richard Levine.
What a motivation to join the Navy.
You would think that duct tape would hurt after a while. I don't know. Do they duct tape those?
That one freak that's in the legislative house that I can't even describe what she is or he is. DeLauro. Or what. Yeah, yeah, I don't. I'm still not sure. Is that a guy or a gal?
Well, she came in as a woman. I don't know exactly what she turned into, but
okay. I just don't even understand. People cast a vote for that.
Yeah. How in the hell?
I have to question the people that cast the vote.
Well, in Delaware, you got a transgendered senator or House member?
Yeah.
Okay, what the hell? You're voting in mental illness, folks.
Thank you, which tells me mental illness voted in mental illness.
There you go.
I'm concerned about that sector of Delaware. You need somewhere to practice with a missile. I got an address for you. Jeez, what is going on? This is Satan run rampant in our country.
All of that. And speaking of Satan, let's go back to Fauci and let's play cut six.
Well, he gets my blood boiling.
Boy, I'll tell you what, after this is RFK talking about Fauci. And this has that Celia Farber. What an incredible journalist she is, by the way, and just a great, great lady. But again, you know, was subjected to just multiple death threats, and she was when I met her in D.C. again, I think it was 2017. I'm not sure. Maybe it was later than that. She was very concerned because she submitted her findings about what you're going to hear. Not too long before that we met, and she was telling me about this, and I'm thinking, this is just beyond incredible. But I'll let the video speak for itself. Cut six, HagmanPI.com. Cut six. Here it is.
Tony Fauci made sure that none of those kids had guardians, which is illegal, and then he hid what he was doing from the boards. He took foster homes in six states, and he turned over to the pharmaceutical industry. He made sure that the people who were running those foster homes did not even have medical training. Most of them were immigrants who came from the Dominican Republic. They knew nothing about medicine or responsibilities, and they were sickened when they realized slowly what they were involved in doing to these children, that they were torturing these children. And you know, there's videos of these children, an old BBC documentary that will make you cry. I promise you cannot look at these without weeping. They're, you know, one of these kids, a 12-year-old, who's trying to protect the 8-year-old, and he has a tube in his stomach. And he's telling them, you know, I tried to fight them, and this is what they do if you fight them. You can't fight them. You need to just take the drugs. And the kids didn't want to take them because the drugs were making them horribly sick. And Celia Farber was this amazing researcher who worked on this chapter for me and did a lot of the original research on it. She actually went up to Hawthorne, New York, to the Gates of Heaven Cemetery. She found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of the corpses of these children who died in his illegal experiments. She found an open pit. It was actually covered by an astroturf carpet. She opened the astroturf carpet and she saw hundreds and hundreds of tiny little coffins stacked haphazardly upon each other, because these are children who have no parents and nobody was there to protect them. And Tony Fauci treated them as collateral damage. And, you know, his objective was to enlarge the markets for these pharmaceutical companies who he had partnered with by allowing HIV, these toxic chemotherapy drugs, to be given to children. And then the next experiments, which are in the next chapter, which are equally horrendous, is his experiments on Africans.
Yeah. I went up to Hawthorne Cemetery based on Celia's information. Saw it for myself. It's rather underwhelming. When I say underwhelming, in terms, I could take a picture of a plot of grass and tell you pretty much this is a mass grave. That's what it looks like. covered, of course. At that time, at the time she was there, covered with AstroTurf temporarily, and then just basically filled in. But I was shown that area. That's Fauci disposing of children who were out of the system. RT, out of the system.
I wonder, you know, same fate has befallen many children, kids out of Haiti, I would imagine. We got a lot of missing kids there. We know over in Africa, and Bill Gates is he's guilty too.
Yeah.
There's they went to Africa because accountability is zero over there. You know, well, and get away with this stuff and pay a dictator and have what you want. You know,
he took children, Hispanic and black primarily, from they were foster children in New York and six other states. There were a lot that were living at Incarnation Children's Center in New York City who refused to take the medicine. As he described, they were forced to have tubes inserted into their stomachs to receive the drugs, and at least 80 of those children died during those experiments, many of them buried again in Hawthorne, Gate of Heaven Cemetery at Hawthorne, which is about less than 30 miles north of New York City. She found the mass grave at Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Hawthorne, New York. She couldn't believe her eyes. Large pit, AstroTurf thrown over it, which you could actually lift up. You could see dozens of plain wooden coffins haphazardly stacked. She said, look, at the time, and I remember her telling me this, that there might have been 100 of them, at the very least 100, and there were more than one child's body laid in each coffin. Around the pit was a semicircle of several large tombstones on which upward of 1,000 children's names had been engraved. Celia Farber took the time to write down every name, and she's still wondering who the rest of those kids were. And
and our Justice Department does nothing.
It absolutely does nothing.
Nothing.
No. And, you know, I tried to send the real Anthony Fauci to someone outside of the U.S. And that book never made it to its intended target. Just saying. So, but anyway, that's that. So I'm going to appeal to the chat. As we get close to the top of the hour, people listening in chat, I want to thank you so much for creating the account and listening. You tell me what you see as hinge moments in 2024, moments that are important, that made history, and have really created a sea change for what we're seeing now. You know, we'll give you that. We will give you that opportunity to weigh in this interactive chat feature. RT, one more thing, too. I'll put up here. Eric the Tech, I mentioned the source page on this, the third one from the top, or the third one from the bottom. And that's now, let's see here. I think it's changed. Let me look. It has changed. Well, if you can go on that same source page, RFK Jr. says Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you. Let's stay on Fauci for another minute while the people in chat weigh in. RFK Jr. says this is a video, and the video itself is a minute 47. And again, all right, thank you. This kind of, again, goes with what Randy Taylor and myself were talking about. Of all the people, Fauci should be probably number one out of the gate, held to account on this. But here it is.
You want them at home. Well, give them the things that we know kill viral replication.
zinc and anything that enhances zinc, like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and 100 other remedies that we now know dramatically reduce the spread of this disease. And what was our protocol? Our protocol was to do none of that. No treatment until you go to the hospital. And then your treatment are two things that are bound to kill you: ventilators and remdesivir. And Tony Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you. He knew that because in 2019, he tried to use it for Ebola. He tried to use it for Ebola, and within 5 days of treatment, it gave lethal side effect to 54% of the people, and the safety monitoring board ordered him to terminate the use of that drug. And he, through a phony, contrived, absolutely fraudulent study that he manipulated and orchestrated, got that drug made standard of care. It is homicide. And if you look, how does it kill people? Two ways, three ways: kidney failure, heart failure, and all organ collapse. And what happened to the people who died in the pandemic? What were they dying of? Kidney failure. All the doctors said, you heard it again and again, we've never seen a virus that attacks the kidneys. Because it wasn't the virus. It was the remdesivir.
There it is. RT, I don't know of anyone who had taken remdesivir and survived along with events. I don't know anyone.
That's amazing. That is a demonic little man.
Yeah, precisely. Folks in the chat, I'm looking to you as well to come up with things that I think, or that we think, or I'm sorry, you think that we should be looking at in terms of this year, hinge moments, important events. Of course, we had the dual attempted assassination attempts on President Trump. We have those as well, and I don't believe either one has been resolved to our satisfaction. And I'm telling you what, RT, I've seen some real bullshit, and I don't make any apologies, real bullshit on social media about the Butler attempted assassination. You know, some real unbelievably sloppy investigations, mm-hmm. you know, by I'm not going to name any names, but it gets me because I know that we've been down this road. We've been to places that people talk about but never went there, or when they go there, they just walk down the sidewalk and take a friggin' video and say that they investigated. No, you didn't investigate shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they just want followers, man. It's amazing what you see on these social platforms to get people to follow you. You know what I mean? It's girls. It's like the girls with the big boobs that post MAGA on their profile.
Yeah.
You know, and guys follow them. You know, don't fall for that. And these investigators, if you want to call them that, I've read a few accounts, and if that's investigation, then we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
At that rate, we'll never find out who was behind the plot. Because there's so much more to that plot than has ever even been discussed.
I will say this, knowing what I know, and I've written about this in Wisconsin Christian News, Randy Taylor, myself, others, shatterops.com. I'm sorry, I just kind of had a weird thought there, as well as Save Them. I mean, we have all gone and investigated this at specific request, and you know, being credentialed, you know, having that credentialing to operate this way, to operate as investigators licensed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So you've got a responsibility to dig a little bit deeper. You've got a little bit more authority than the average bear, but not much. And you've got much less authority than the authorities have. So, but nonetheless, you can make do. And we did. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Butler case is far from over. People say that it was not crooks that died on that, or that was shot on that rooftop. I'm going to tell you right now, you'd be hard pressed to prove to me that wasn't, and that was someone else. Okay. Now, do we think that he was the only one there? No. No, we don't.
No.
He didn't operate alone, believe me. And those who operated with him are still walking around. Just saying.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Folks, I want to direct you to boostwithdoug.com now. Boostwithdoug.com. A cutting edge 2024 study reveals nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure. My wife included. I guess I give her high blood pressure too. Boostwithdoug.com. According to the CDC, like we really listen to them, right? But okay, let's listen to them for a moment. About one in four adults have their blood pressure under control, putting millions of people like you and me at risk of heart disease. And stroke. Yeah. It might seem like an uphill battle, but taking control of your heart health doesn't have to be complicated. That's why I started using a product that managed my blood pressure, managed my cholesterol. Yeah, see the stuff I take. I'm telling you what, my wife is like, my goodness, you know, but she takes it too. So, but this has shown, I have to say this because I don't talk about things I don't use. My cholesterol numbers have gone down and I refuse to take statins. I just, no. But anyway, so my blood pressure is managed, my cholesterol and my weight. Triple action formula pack with clinically proven all natural ingredients like white mulberry leaf, cinnamon bark powder. That's one of my favorites. I don't know why. Its powerful formulation is designed to support balanced blood sugar levels and healthy weight like nothing else out there. And thousands like myself wouldn't want to go a day without it. So do yourself and your body a favor. Grab it today while it's 40% off during their holiday special only at Boost. That's give me a boost. Boostwithdoug.com. That's boostwithdoug.com. Plus, if you order today, your delivery will be rushed at no additional cost. Once again, that's boost. I can say it. Boostwithdoug.com. I want to thank them for sponsoring our program. All right. RT, your thoughts on current and this past year events that have really changed the narrative, along with folks in the chat, throw something up there that you believe has impacted the course correction or course of events in 2024.
I think just how Kamala Harris ended up being a presidential candidate without a primary. Not a single vote cast. A coup, a silent coup against Joe Biden.
I like Budin.
But that to me is huge because it goes against how we do things in the United States. These are established practices that we've used for literally centuries. And they just took it upon themselves to sidestep the law and make her a presidential candidate. They write it as they want, and no one calls them on it. That's the part that floors me. I didn't understand. People in the legislative houses should have been yelling and screaming. Not a word. Nothing. Crickets.
What do you think the relationship is? We saw the Bidens and Harris at an event. I don't recall the event. I don't know what it was, but they were sitting next to each other. They never spoke. They never looked at one another. You think that, I've been watching some of the newscasts. It's likely the Bidens voted for Trump as opposed to Harris, given the animus that exists there. I mean, what are your thoughts on, is he pissed, or, I mean, not him, but is Jill pissed about all of this, or what do you think?
I would imagine so. Yeah. They're probably throwing it in her face that, you know, if she hadn't done that, that Joe would have ran and probably beat Trump. That's what they're saying to her, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the thought process in D.C. But, you know, with the Democrats, I don't know. I couldn't believe they did it. And furthermore, I couldn't believe that nobody called them on it. Maybe surely there had to have been a way to call them on it. I would think.
See, I have a hard time believing, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I don't know as much as I think I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to really believe that Harris was ever a viable candidate. Do you think that they thought she was or could be?
I really don't know. I have often wondered how, you know, I don't know. I since we know the elections are thrown, and it seems like presidents are appointed and not elected, I've got a lot of questions. I don't know. I don't know what has occurred. I think I'm still trying to figure out how, in my opinion, Trump won so easily. That's just my opinion.
Man,
election night, you and I were on the show.
Yes, we were.
We were here on election night, and by what, 10?
Yeah, but roughly 10. Yeah, 10:30.
It was called.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember the last election, it was nothing like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just have so many questions. I just don't know. I've just seen things that don't, on the logic calendar, that just don't seem to add up, man. And then we sit here and we watch California elections stretch out for a couple weeks. And I mean, we're talking about counting the votes of an entire nation. It's done by 10 o'clock on election night, but they stretched out the vote counting, like in California, for instance, for several weeks. And it's not even near the amount of people that were counted on election night. You know what I mean? What was the problem? And I think that's when, I do think we had cheating. I do think a cheating occurred in California. And that was to try and grab some more seats because they lost, you know, they lost the houses.
We have problems in California, Maricopa County.
We need serious election reform.
Oh, 100%.
Serious election reform. Because we can't go through another period of time like we just went through. We can't do that. This country isn't built for that.
No, it's not. Now, Bulldog in the chat, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelled differently, but why did Michelle not run? Mike Obama, why not Hitlery run? Good questions, because I really believed that Michelle Obama or Michael Obama was going to be the nominee. Why didn't they? Why weren't they selected? Or why didn't they run?
I don't know. I don't know. It's almost like they gave in. You know, because I mean, Harris just got her ass beat. Period. Every time she stuck her head up, man, it was like whack-a-mole. You know, boom, boom. You know, it's just, and you wonder why. What, you know, like you said, you just named candidates that probably could have given Trump a run for his money.
And have you know, obviously, you've noticed, because we've spoken about this, some of the leftists really angry at the fact that that his withdrawal from the race was not much sooner. And yeah, I guess they wanted to extend that facade of the capability, despite the obvious decline, rapid decline.
I hope we haven't been sucked into something.
Well, when you say sucked into something, and we're going to be getting into this next week, by the grace of God, RT, if you can join me next week as well, looking into 2025, which will include the inauguration. And my question is, are we going to see an inauguration? Are we going to see an insurrection by the Muppets in Congress, you know, for a refusal to certify or to, you know, allow the inauguration or the certification process? I have questions about that, but then I've got questions about everything.
If they do, it'll be the dumbest thing that I've ever done. They won't get out of that building.
I'll take issue with you, Didovia. Trump is totally compromised for the fake Butler PA shooting. Let me tell you something. That was not fake.
No, okay. Nothing fake. No,
that was not fake. Say what you want. You've got one dead, two who were seriously injured, and Donald Trump had shot in his ear. And I can tell you the ballistics, I've seen the ballistics on it. And, that was not fake. So, you know, and we can, if you want to disagree on that, that's your right. But, you know, so, yes, it was, Doug. Okay. I mean, again, hey, feel free. Okay. We were down there on the ground. Were you? Let me ask you to those two, Danovia, Mega Made One. Were you down there? Were you down there? Did you have your feet on the ground? Did you spend over 270 hours investigating this, talking to people? Let me ask you. Just answer. Please feel free. Yes or no? That's all I want. Yes or no? Were you down there? Just asking.
No, there was nothing fake there. That was divine intervention.
The highest form of deception. I get that. There's deception everywhere. But let me tell you something. I was there. Randy Taylor was there. Eric the Tech was there.
A lot of seasons.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how many other members of our team were there.
A lot.
It wasn't faked. Yeah. Anyway, all right. I'm not going to. You're free to believe what you want to believe. But until you've gone down there, you looked.
Just disregard, boo.
Yeah.
We're good.
So, all right. All right. So, a couple of things here. Let me just go to this. We won't play that. There was a great clip about between Dr. Bowden, Dr. Cruz, and Kelly Means. Never mind. The news headlines for 2024. One of the big issues in January 26th, or January 21st, I'll put it right there. Well, how about the 15th? Vivek Ramaswamy ends presidential campaign. That was January 15th. It seems like, 2 years ago. Ron DeSantis on the 21st suspended his campaign. On January 26th, somebody had mentioned the lawfare against President Trump. January 26th, E. Jean Carroll v. Donald J. Trump. The jury awards Carroll $83.3 million after finding the defendant, John Donald Trump, guilty of defamation. RT, what do you think of that? And then, of course, let's not forget the most recent happenings where Stephanopoulos Snuffleupagus had to pay $1 million of his own money and $15 million of that of his network for defamation against President Trump. But yeah.
And I think he needs to file more defamation suits.
I agree.
The mass media, mainstream media, has gotten out of hand. Way out of hand. And the only way that they understand is to hurt their pocketbook. That's the only thing they understand. There's nothing else they understand. It's all for the money.
You know, the process in this case is a punishment, and he survived the process in part because the guy can afford to defend himself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, any other person, you and I, we'd be 12 foot under the ground.
And an $83 million judgment was BS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was anybody other than Donald Trump, they wouldn't even bother trying to climb that high, you know, as far as the punitive damages, you know, the monetary damages. That's nuts. Yeah. That's nothing. All of these, we have seen nothing but lies designed to impede this man.
Yes.
Nothing but lies. Constant. And even going to court. And this is one that if I was him, as soon as I got into office, I would rip these people apart as being dragged into a courtroom with no charges and charges developed during a phony trial. And anybody that had anything to do with that, I mean, all the way down to the clerks, I would rip that place apart up there. Or down there, or whatever. I
agree.
That can't happen. This is the United States of America. That has to stop.
Oh, and there's more. You know, one of the things against that they're trying to do that they really began in the beginning of 2024 is to make it difficult for President Trump to fix the border situation. January 24th. Part of the Mexico-U.S. border. The Supreme Court rules against Texas. Remember this, folks, for putting barbed wire in Mexico? So in response, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, hey, we're not going to follow the orders of the court. At least 23 other states announce their allegiance to Texas, including Florida, who sent their own National Guard unit to aid Texas National Guard and Rangers. Texas Rangers, that was back on January 24th. And they've been, that's the theme ever since, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So they're really gunning for President Trump in his first days of office, even back then, thinking that there was a possibility perhaps of him. But even more so, going against the sanctity of our nation and the security and safety of our nation. Go ahead. Your thoughts on that?
I would absolutely, if I was President Trump, start building that wall again. I'd lock that border down. I'd move U.S. military up to the border. Absolutely.
No problem with that. Yep.
I would, and if you are coming across that border and you don't go and report to a port of entry, and it'd be at daytime, be at nighttime, I would issue shoot to kill. Those would be my orders.
No problem with that. Shoot to
Absolutely
kill.
Absolutely shoot to kill. Because if they're coming up here, they're breaking the law. And don't give me a sad story about these starving in their country. Then go fix it. You got problems in your country? Go fix them.
100%.
And if you're coming here and you're not using the gate, then you're wrong. And you might as well be bringing drugs. And I'm only left to assume that you're bringing drugs or you're trafficking children or you're breaking the law in some other way. Shoot to kill orders. No ifs, ands, or buts.
It amazes me how some of these states, as well as the Supreme Court or the state Supreme Courts, have really ruled against the sanctity of a strong border. It just blows my mind. But then, okay, so on February 13th of this year, of course, we saw the impeachment of that Cuban communist cueball, Alexander Mayorkas. He was impeached by the House. That was February 13th of this year. Of course, that's where it started. That's where it ended. And we haven't seen anything since, nor will we. But how do you feel about that
impeachment? I think he's somebody that needs to be prosecuted.
I agree.
No, if answer, but once again, President Trump has to draw a hard line, and that's it. Just put a hard line in the sand. And if you went over that line, you will answer to the Justice Department. You will answer. You will be investigated by the new FBI. And I'm not talking about going back and persecuting your opponents. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about bringing justice back to where it needs to be.
100%.
And the people that have committed these crimes, especially people in power, have to be prosecuted.
Yep.
No ifs, ands, or buts. And not shown any leniency because of their position. If anything, they need to be punished more severely because of their position.
Okay, RT, will the American people permit, allow, or suffer quietly those people on the left, those supporters of Biden, those supporters of Harris, those supporters who are absolutely, you know, purple haired, tattooed, pierced, and rode hard? Okay, a prosecution of a Fauci, a prosecution of Mayorkas, of you insert name here. What do you think the response would be on the other side? A legitimate prosecution of Liz Cheney, of the January 6th committee people. What do you think would happen with that?
Well, we're going to be busy, that's for sure. The left's going to cry about it. The media is going to cry about it. But at the same time, the media is guilty of many things, too. They don't need to. They're not going to avoid prosecution. We've really got to spin this whole deal around and get our country back. We absolutely are so far off course, it's going to take one hell of a captain to bring the ship back on course. And the courts are going to be busy. These are people that have broken the law. It's not about politics. It's not about left. It's not about right. And if we find rhinos that have been taking kickback from Ukraine, they need to be prosecuted.
Oh,
We need to level, just absolutely lower the boom on these people. And that's 100%. All of them, Doug. I don't give a damn how long the line is. I don't care. Okay? Every one of them in court, prosecuted. And that's only if they've broken the law. If they didn't break the law, then so be it. Just if they're a political opponent, so be it. But if they broke the law,
okay,
nothing was done, then something needs to be done.
And Chad, let me ask you folks in chat, do you think prosecutions should take place? And again, I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. You're part of a discussion here. Do you think prosecutions should take place and be real prosecutions? And do you think they will? I'm asking those people in chat. In 2025, are we going to see an awakening? And this is something I wanted to kind of keep to next week, but I'll ask you this now.
And they need to be in front of the right judges. We don't need these activist judges. Somebody has to do something. That part of the judicial system needs to be cleaned up. And I don't know how you go about that. I really don't know. But activist judges need to go.
And I agree with you because, by the way, I agree with you on this Mega Made One. I agree with you on this whole. I don't see anyone going to jail on this, which to me is sad. Eric the Tech, that was your cue, but yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I think some people will go to jail.
Sad.
A little late on the uptake, but I'll give you that one, my brother.
They have to or nothing's going to change. They have to go to jail or nothing's going to change.
Okay, so on that, do you think any member of the January 6th committee has reason to be concerned right now about going to jail?
Liz Cheney. Yeah, Liz Cheney, definitely.
With what Liz Cheney has done, which has just come out, obviously, or just we've gotten the documentation for, is her communications circumventing the legal representation of Cassidy Hutchison. Cassidy Hutchison was their key witness who said that Donald Trump tried to take out two Secret Service agents in the Beast. He wasn't even in the Beast. He was in an SUV at the Capitol on January 6th. And that, which she did, she, in my view, she committed felonies by suborning perjury, as well committing perjury herself, you know?
And Cheney destroying evidence.
Terabyte, folks. I misspoke some other program. It was a terabyte of data that was disposed of in addition to the Secret Service phones on January 6th of 2021. We got a lot to talk about next week, man. I'm telling you. Tomorrow, I'm sorry.
There needs because to be we're some go over the serious 4 years, charges years. Brought up against her.
Yeah.
And she needs to understand that she's going to jail.
Well, I really would like to, I'd like to see that. I would like
you
to.
You know what? If he doesn't put him in jail, people are done, Doug. We talked about this before the elections. People are done. Put them in jail or they can't walk down the street. I'm just telling you. Put them in jail, it'd be for their own good.
Yeah, as I said in a personal case I was part of, she should be in jail and be thankful for it because that's protective custody.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant that. And the judge knew I meant that.
Families that have been destroyed over January 6th.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that and you've destroyed your family, you know what? The person that did it, their life isn't worth 2 cents.
The J6 political prisoners, and I believe that 100% they're political prisoners, the victims of the FACE Act, all of these people need to be immediately pardoned, like the first hour of his administration, because we cannot have this abuse of the judicial process.
And to be pardoned and compensated.
Indeed. Yeah.
Families have been wrecked.
Yes.
Jobs have been lost. Homes have been lost. Families uprooted. Now this, this doesn't go unchecked. Well, this bullshit of turning a protest and calling it an insurrection. This can't happen in this country. That was not an insurrection. If there was an insurrection, you'd know it.
Yeah. This was one of the fluffiest insurrections.
Yeah. If there was an insurrection that day, Joe Biden would have never been president.
And there would be quite a few more bodies on the other side as opposed to two on ours. Also, which you said about, you know, January 6th, about the political prisoners and such. Oftentimes, people talk about the officers, Capitol Police officers, who committed suicide after the incident, and it's talked about by Biden and others. But how many J6 political prisoners charged or put in jail have committed suicide since January 6th? That number far exceeds the police officers because they know their lives are ruined.
Yeah, and I don't even buy half the suicides of the police officers. They may have been suicided because they were going to tell the truth, but don't give me
that's a good point.
And don't give me sad stories about, you know, cops. That's what cops do. Okay,
that's a good point.
That's what they do. You know, oh no, you know, he got hurt. He's a cop. They get hurt. Sorry. You know, I don't tell you. And I back the blue, so don't give me any shit about it.
Mighty Quinn, 97. Yeah, Mighty Quinn says, you know, 70% of J6ers were gun owners, yet no guns were brought. That's very true. Yeah. There are reports of what? Oath Keepers maybe bring guns to an outskirt location, but beyond, I mean, look, no.
Hey, that was no. You and I know that that's yeah. that there were no guns.
Yeah, the people I know who were there went there unarmed.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yep. That was a topic of discussion, and they went on.
Yeah. Now, one other thing, I could go back, and I'm looking here at the notes. Look. In February, we had the Trump Organization charged by ordered to pay $355 million by Judge Arthur Engoron. That guy should be in under the prison, under the courthouse. Myself, in my belief, as a result of being liable for several counts of accounting fraud. Okay, what a bunch of crap. That happened in February. Biden canceling another like $1.2 billion in student loan debts for 153,000 people on February 21st. Lake and Riley was murdered February 22nd, of course, by Jose Antonio Ibarra, a 26-year-old Venezuelan citizen who entered illegally into this country in 2022. Among many others who were murdered. I'm just going through some of the headlines. Don't forget, on March 26th, part of our infrastructure was damaged. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore partially collapses after a Singaporean flagged ship, cargo ship, the MV Dali, collides with it. That took the lives of six people. Also, Sam Bankman-Fried they went after Sam Bankman-Fried. And he was sentenced to 25 years in prison after being convicted of several counts of wire fraud back on March 28th. I could go on. By the way, on April 17th, I mentioned Mayorkas before, the impeachment of Mayorkas. The U.S. Senate votes to dismiss both impeachment articles against Mayorkas by a vote of 51 to 48 on the first article and 51 to 49 on the second article, which shows that we will not have justice ever. And then sanctions, and then more money to Ukraine. And then,
and going back to February 23rd in your notes there, the high altitude balloon.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Detected over Utah. And nobody to this day, they claim to know nothing, you know, what it was about, where it came from. But I think it was China. I absolutely believe it was Chinese balloons.
I totally agree.
And of course, nothing was done about it because Joe's in bed with China.
Of course, at the beginning of the show, we showed you how incestuous not just Joe, not just Hunter, but the entire flipping family is with China, with Ukraine, you cannot find, in my view, a more compromised and criminal family. But okay, so about the balloon, people don't remember these things. That's why I put a lot of stuff in here, because I want people to really remember. And this is only half the year I put down. Mm-hmm. But okay, so we had a high altitude balloon detected over Utah. Fighter aircraft were deployed to intercept it. Had no idea of its origin or purpose. We heard nothing more about it, and everyone shut up. Now we got the drones. We got the orbs. We got the drones. Mm-hmm. What in the hell are you out of your flipping mind? You're telling me, because I'm going to tell you what, I'm claiming sovereignty over my own airspace, okay? If it's within distance, I'll call Eric the tech. He'll come over to the studio, and we will shoot that puppy down, and wherever it lands, too effing bad, okay? I don't give a shit if it's... I don't care, okay? I will shoot the damn thing down. My question is, what the hell? Are you telling me that no one knows what the hell's going on with these drones, with these orbs? That's bullshit. They do.
They know what's going on.
Don't give me some Iranian ship off the coast bullshit.
No, it's I think it's our people, but honestly, I think they're looking for something, and I'm not sure what.
Tell me why they're not saying, look, okay, to cover up, they're looking for something. We're running exercises. Look, don't worry. Get back in your house and watch TV, whatever.
No, there's nothing to see here. Move along.
Work your thigh, master. I don't know. I mean, they could say something, right?
There's no telling, but there's no way these drones are just operating inside the United States and we don't have a department somewhere that knows about these things.
What a bunch of friggin' liars.
Oh, absolutely. And see, Doug, that's the order of the day. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody does anything.
Folks in the chat, how's this going to end? Go on. Go ahead.
Well, but you see it every day. It's like when the crimes are being committed by the people in Washington.
Yeah.
Who's doing anything? You have a president that should have been dragged out of the White House, tarred and feathered in the street. For taking money from the Chinese and for taking money from Ukraine, and nobody's done a thing about it. The Justice Department, if that was Trump, I just go back to the last 4 years and imagine if that was Trump in office. Now, there would have been charges galore. He would have been impeached 10 times. This is crazy. And they're not doing a thing about it. And that's why I'm telling you, Trump needs to come out on the 20th, guns a-blazing. I mean, it needs to be an absolute hell's wrecking crew. I mean, I hope he's got people lined up just to serve the warrants. It's unbelievable what needs to happen. There needs to be courthouses open all night that night because all the indictments that are going to come down.
Kind of like Vegas, you can go in and get marriage license at 3 in the morning. But anyway, want to get a warrant like that? I'm okay with that. No, I agree with you on this. And
we've got to get it back when somebody commits a crime in Washington D.C. that they are indicted and they are prosecuted.
Right.
We've got to get back to that. We have to. We have to do this. These people are not immune to prosecution, and I'm sick and tired of people acting like they are, and I'm getting kind of tired of the fact that it's gone on so long that people just say, oh well, nobody's going to do anything.
Well, we
can't accept that as the outcome. We can't do that.
We can't. Now, in the chat, Rehoboth Farm says, remember Jade Helm 1, same thing. Or Jade Helm 15, I'm sorry. Same thing with drones. The reaction is the goal. It's an NRO job. I think it's part of the goal. I think you can have more than one objective. You can measure more than one objective anyway, or have more than one and then measure the reply. But, people need to go to prison over this. They really do. Especially if they're from, I do believe, however, let me interject this, RT. I believe the ones with the anti-collision lights, the FAA compliant lights, they might be ours, but there's other ones up there that don't have the lights or that turn the lights off. I don't know. I tend to believe that they're Chinese. That's my view.
It could be drug cartels. We don't know.
Well, exactly, because they've got all the money to buy that stuff. Go ahead.
You got it. We just don't know. I mean, they could be in the ports looking for missing drugs. Who knows? I don't know.
It's a good point as well.
Yeah, because we have had action around ports. So you've got government looking for something in the ports. In which case, are they looking for a nuclear weapon? Somewhere is there something going on we don't know about? And there's a weapon in a container somewhere they're looking for. I don't know. Is it drug cartels looking for missing shipments, trying to spot? Maybe who knows? I just, there's so many possibilities, Doug.
And so I do agree with Mega made one. Yeah, the CIA does control some of the cartels, not all of them, but some of them. Mm-hmm. The way I've been told, they'll take one cartel and be able to track the shipments of drugs into the U.S. Mm. by way of adding DNA markers into the compounds that create the drugs. So they're able to track the shipments. So it's in L.A., it's in Chicago. And if they find a compound that doesn't have the DNA marker or the specific marker in the mixture, then they know that they've got to press harder against the other opposing cartel to get rid of it, because so they have a, what would you call it, a monopoly on the drug and then hence the money. So I believe the CIA members of the other, you know, even some of the Five Eyes, including Mossad. I say that not as a disparaging comment, but as a all-inclusive one to make sure we cover all the bases here. So anyway, go ahead. Your thoughts on all of that, if
any. Don't worry about it. The cartels are doing business with the government of the United States. Factions of it anyway. Think about it. Look at the border and what it's been for the last 4 years. That tells you right there that people are accepting money to leave that open. This isn't just they're not doing it just for votes.
Okay? No.
There is far more going on here than anybody even wants to realize. And there are lawmakers that need to go to jail. There are law enforcement officers that need to go to jail.
Yes.
We have some cleaning up to do. And there's a ton of it everywhere. There is a ton of it everywhere. And then you've got this whole ICE thing and the mass deportations. You know, that's going to be a madhouse, and there's going to be a lot of corruption there. Tons of corruption.
Man.
Because the cartels have the money to do this. No, and you can't tell me that people like Nancy Pelosi have never received cartel funds that have been cleansed. You can't tell me that. I won't believe you.
Unlaundered cartel funds.
Absolutely. What we've laundered. They're coming in, they might call them campaign contributions. Doesn't matter. But she's getting cartel money.
Yeah.
Tell me what's happened on the border for the last 4 years is just laziness and stupidity.
No, hell no. And it's not just about votes or changing demographics. No, it's
absolutely.
About...
It's money.
Yeah.
It's money. Children are being sold. Drugs are being sold. Arms are being sold. We don't know what's come into this country. We, you know, drones, probably the least of our concerns. I'm more concerned with munitions and weapons that have been brought in here.
You know, Wednesday Park, thank you. Public servants, and they have mansions all over the place. You can actually trace. I mean, that's an investigative mantra. You know, follow the money. Mm-hmm. That's always been our mantra, follow the money. And really, when it comes down to it, criminal activity, the motive for criminal activities, the motives are pretty limited in terms of, you know.
Money and power.
Money, power, sex, and... Yeah.
And if you got the money and the power, the sex falls right in place. So remember Scarface? First you get the power, then you get the money.
Speaking of that, I can't remember what what series I was watching or attempted to watch, and I think the first out of the first words in that television show. Oh, I know what it was. It was a movie from the 90s or the 80s. I don't know. Primal Fear. I can't remember. I watched it once.
Richard Gere?
Richard Gere and that Ed Norton guy.
Yes. Okay. Great movie.
one of the first pieces of dialogue. You want justice, go to a whorehouse. You want to get screwed, go to the courthouse. and I thought, how accurate is that? You know, really
sad.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, yeah. Okay, so
there's a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah, there is.
And the people that are going to be brought in to clean up the mess, they have to be monitored too. So, you know, you've got your hands full.
Yeah. We have a lot more to talk about as well because through tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow we're going to take the bigger chunk of the Biden regime, you know, and go through that. But I should add this, June 12th, just to kind of wrap up the this year, let me go back to May. May. You know the bridge that was hit earlier by the dolly? Well, another barge hit the Pelican Island Causeway in Galveston, Texas, causing damage to the bridge and an oil spill in the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. The reason I brought those two, I put those two in there, it seems like we've got this attack on our infrastructure. It's, it seems like accidents, but, you know, we've never had these accidents before. Anyway, June 12th, Garland was found in contempt of the House. Unlike Navarro, unlike Bannon, he's out there walking around, you know, free.
Free as a bird.
Yeah. What was that by, what's that idiot's name that was standing on the American flag on 9/11 in the New York Times?
What's going to be amazing is people like Garland and all that, are they going to get, you know, pardoned too? These preemptive pardons. That makes you wonder. You said you look at the head, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Of law enforcement, it's going to get a pardon.
Well, you brought up, you brought up something that was very interesting. Robert Herr released his report in 2024 saying that Biden was too mentally, you know, incompetent to really stand trial.
And, well, we've said that before. We've maintained that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, look,
I would fight it in court. I would absolutely. And I've looked at some of these pardons that he's issued.
Yeah.
Some of these people that he's pulled off death row and life in prison. These people should not have been pardoned. Well, you got people in there that have committed some pretty heinous crimes. And he's 100%. handing out pardons like they're candy.
Yes.
You know, why? Why?
Well, and again, it's not him. Who's doing this?
Right. Now, who's behind him asking for the pencil stroke? Yeah.
Now there is a pardon lawyer, or like a group, small group of lawyers. It's my understanding that requests for pardons or commutations are given to, and then they, of course, look them over, and then they submit them to the president. And that's just my understanding.
There's just some people, though, that need to quit breathing, Doug.
I'm there with you.
You know, I looked down some of the list of crimes. Somebody drew attention to us at Paul Posobiec. He had listed out some of that stuff. Laura Loomer, you know, different people that are paying attention to it. And when you read some of these things, you're like absolutely horrified that someone would even consider giving them a pardon. Just going on the heinousness of the act. Unbelievable. And what it had to do to families, the people it destroyed. And then you're going to give them a pardon and give them death row instead? Life, you know what I mean? Life imprisonment. No, we don't need to be taking, we don't need to be paying for their crimes. We really don't. There comes a point when you have to trim the herd. It's that simple.
I have to agree with you on that.
And I'm sorry, I've always been for the death penalty in certain cases. I'm sorry, that's the way it needs to be.
Human or child sex traffickers, I believe, or those that abuse children.
It's just recently, Doug. I just read it last week.
Go ahead.
The two guys that had the adopted boys.
Oh, yes.
The two gay guys.
Yeah.
They adopted the boys, and then they raped these children. Yeah. And pimped them out. And I'm sure there were videos done.
Oh, yes.
But this you're talking about, and they only got 100 years. Well, I'm sorry. If you have 100 years, you need to, it's my opinion, you should be just put to death. You're not getting out.
I have no problem with the death penalty in certain cases.
Those two shitbirds should be dead.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Eric the Tech, I don't know if in my bookmarks on X, you can, I might have bookmarked that, or I might have threw up my mouth a little bit. When I saw that, those two guys with their pride, but some pride kind of shirt. Did you see that? I mean, you saw the picture.
I just was so, Doug, so appalled.
Yeah.
When I read that, I could not believe what I was reading. And I just, you know, I'm sorry, 100 years just doesn't do it.
No.
Those children are scarred for life. There's no coming back from that.
And that's one theme I saw when I looked at the headlines for 2024. This slide down this moral, into this moral morass.
Yeah. It's pure evil. This slippery slope started up here, and now we're down in the puddle where it all landed. You know what I mean? And we're stuck in it. We're like mired down in it. And we've got to change that, Doug. We've got to change that. We have to put the fear of God back into people, that if you're going to commit crimes against children, you are going to be put to death.
And if you're part of, if you are working for an NGO that does the same thing, you're no better. You are no better. I watched a video of a woman working for an NGO transporting children to unrelated charges. Okay, in the U.S. and this reporter, I don't recall. It was a 9-minute video. And this woman acted like, you know, screw you, it's my right, I'm making money, leave me alone, okay? Yeah. And the police are essentially assisting in this. What's wrong with you people? And speaking of that, did you happen to see that that woman that was started, that piece of crap that started that woman on fire on the subway? The hell is wrong with people who stand around and film and not?
They were cops, man. They were cops.
I would smack that camera or that phone right out of your friggin' hand and throw you on the tracks on the
person,
third reel.
The person filming is absolutely wrong.
Yes.
And, Doug, we've got freeze frames. They're cops. They're NYPD.
Yes.
Patches on their shoulders walking by like they're going to lunch or something. And the lady's standing there in the doorway burning.
Right.
Brother.
How do you do that? Okay.
I have jumped into too many situations in my life that were probably none of my business. And I made it my business.
Yes, me too.
Because I see something wrong. And you know what? I've jumped into them before where I was wrong. But I didn't know. And when in doubt, I jump into it with both feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as simple as a guy tapping on a window and the little kid won't unlock the door.
Right.
And I've gotten into it. And I have. And yeah, I did find out. Yeah, it was the grandpa.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, the kid wouldn't unlock the door. And when I asked the child, do you know this person? They said no.
There you go. And I have to
operate on what I have at hand at that time while I've got the perp standing there.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Sorry, I've made mistakes. But I err on the side of good.
But Okay, here's what I got a hard time. Supposedly, this woman, 29, was sitting in the subway sleeping. The guy started his her coat on fire, went out of the car, sat down. She got up. I don't quite understand why she wasn't screaming her head off, number one. Was she dosed? Was she under the influence? Was she? That aside, I don't care.
I'm sorry. I would have put her on the ground and doused those flames. She would have been wearing my clothes by the time it was over.
Amen to that.
And once that was taken care of, Little Mister would have been dealt with. Because when the cops got there, his ass would be incapable of getting up and going anywhere. I cannot believe what people do. They just stand there and go, well, it's New York City. I don't give a damn.
I've ridden subways in New York. Look, I get it. Okay. You got some weird stuff there, but you've got to intervene when you see that there were two. I saw two in the video. I saw there were two different police officers walking by. What the frick is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Number one, to walk by. Number two, again, no one's helping this woman. Is that where we're at now?
And I've had a gun put in my face before for interceding for someone. You know, you know what? It won't stop me from doing it again. I got a bad leg. You think that'll stop me? No, it won't.
Might slow you down a bit, but then it's not going to stop you.
But if we're going to go to the ground, we're going to be on the ground a while.
And we have to get, I think we have to get, but see, America wasn't that what Daniel Penny was all about?
Yes.
Remember, Daniel Penny, okay?
That kid is a hero.
Exactly. But Alvin Bragg.
And the blacks are running around crying, you know, BLM crying that he's a racist. Really?
I'm going to tell you, that fat fuck Alvin Bragg should be behind fucking bars. Yeah. And I make no apologies for my mouth. Yeah. I make no apologies for this rant. Yeah. Okay. Alvin Bragg he cultured this environment of death.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he did. He took serious crimes and knocked them down to nothing and took piddly crimes and made them serious. That fat ass should be in jail. And I hope they come after him when things change. I really do. Because he has destroyed the area that he has jurisdiction over. He absolutely has. Without fail. And it's cost people their lives. It's cost people their families' lives. You can't repay these things. You can't fix these things.
I'm sorry, you can't.
They happen, there's no going back. And it's not, we're not talking about a TV movie here. This isn't television. This is real life, man. This is nuts. Even one thing that I am enjoying is watching the mayor of New York get pissed off. I have been enjoying that. Okay. Because in the beginning, he was so, you know, pro-liberal this and pro-liberal that until he got crapped on with all these immigrants. And now he's looking around at his city, and this man has got now the worst record on the planet as a mayor, and he's pissed off about it. And I don't blame him. I really don't blame him. The left crapped all over their own guy.
But you know what? It's too friggin' late.
Yeah,
Eric Adams, it's too late. Cry me a river.
Oh, boo. It's a Kleenex. But look at what's going on in the city. That's in a New York subway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is not. And if people aren't tired of immigrant crime, there's something wrong with you. This immigrant crime that we're seeing, the little girl that they grabbed jogging, you know what I mean? And she fought for her life for like 20 minutes.
And that was just this past February, I think.
And when does it end? When are people going to step up to the plate? And when you see somebody breaking the law like that, you people that are doing concealed carry, blow their damn head off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, get with it. And my personal advice, If you're not sure, split. Nobody saw you. But I mean, that's the point of concealed carry.
Yeah.
Not just protect yourself, to protect others.
That's right. Unless you're in a blue state. And I sense we're going to be talking tomorrow more about the 5 years.
Busy night tomorrow night, my friend. Yeah.
We got about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great Christmas. Okay. Amen. I really do. And remember, it's about the baby Jesus. Okay. It's not about the presents. All right. And we can debate when he was born back in.